how you can actually do what we refer to as virtual investing. This is something I've been doing going back to 2007, even when we first had the mortgage crisis, and there were deals just kind of falling off the woodwork with all these mortgage.
You're listening to the Appraiser Secrets Podcast with your host, Mark Jackson. You will get straightforward advice for how to make a profit on every new transaction that you do, compounding your net worth and growing your wealth substantially all through real estate. Get more information at appraisersecrets.com.
Right quick, everybody, MJ, founder of Investor Comps, truly excited to come to you today with another installment episode of Investor Comps Presents Appraiser Secrets, our podcast, where we take time to engage and basically demonstrate how using a valuation-first approach assures that you're going to make a profit when you buy. And here's the best part, and why I'm so excited about having Cherie on today, is that we have been focused in this pandemic through this time, which I pray that everyone is continue to be safe and healthy, doing things necessary to maintain that for yourself and for your families. This is that opportunity for you to rediscover how you can actually do what we refer to as virtual investing. This is something I've been doing going back to 2007, even when we first had the mortgage crisis, and there were deals just kind of falling off the woodwork with all these mortgage foreclosures, stuff like that. And I would be in Georgia, and I'd be looking at deals in Virginia and deals in other states. I could evaluate them using the appraiser practices that I have and implementing investor comps. Then look on the investor comps reports, find buyers, find cash, private money lenders, see what the bank bought the property back for. So I know that I'm not going to offer more than that dynamic. So all these different things that are tied to having valuation data. And here we are all over again in the exact same place we were. I need to get rid of my gum. Go ahead, Mercy. But here, we just relaunched via our Investor Summit in the spring of this year. And Cherie Carroll had reached out to me probably about 2 months before that and says, MJ, I think I found my home. So, and truly, it's come to fruition. That is the case. Cherie, you've had tremendous success. Without any further ado, welcome and thank you for being a guest on the Appraiser Secrets podcast. It is a joy to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me, MJ. Hello, everyone.
There we go. Good stuff. Let's just go ahead and let the rabbit out of the hat, okay? You presently have done half a dozen deals or more and have more in the pipeline, and you've been doing this from Buenos Aires,
Argentina.
We're not talking about you just went there. We're talking about you've been there since the first of the year, found Investor Comps, have engaged, been on our training, and just been implementing everything that we teach, taking a valuation-first approach, and closing deals in Indiana, West Virginia, and you haven't stepped foot back in the U.S. And I just think, now, granted, the same thing is possible, everybody. You don't have to go to Buenos Aires, Argentina to pull this off, okay? You can be in Chicago and do a deal in Florida. You can be in New York and do a deal in Texas. But it's very, very duplicatable. And I'm just excited to have someone that's taken what we've done and just put it on steroids, for goodness sake. But just so much proof of what's possible if you just kind of get focused, have a desire, and utilize valuation to make it happen. So, Cherie, just take a couple of minutes, please, introduce yourself, how you found Investor Comps, and then we'll dig into some meat.
So, MJ is absolutely right. I have been doing all of this from Buenos Argentina. What he forgot to add is from the couch. As we know, it's COVID, Corona times, and so it's been limited movement here in Buenos Argentina. So, I've mainly focused on everything that I am doing when it comes to wholesaling real estate. But I will take it back. My background actually is in television production. I am a writer, producer, and have been for since 2006, so for quite some time. I was working at MTV Networks from 2014 up until last year when I made the decision that I was done with reality television, I was done with TV in general, and I wanted to see the world. I had actually traveled quite a bit in the last 5 years preceding like my permanent move, and I just was sick of coming back. I just knew that there was other things to see, other things to do, so I made the decision to move to Bangkok in Thailand, and no one understood. They're like, you're leaving your job, what are you doing? But I just felt like you have one life to live, and it should be explored and truly lived. So we left, me and my fiance, and we went to Bangkok. We lived there for 8 months, from May until December, and then in December, we said, let's leave Bangkok and actually do some real traveling. We had spent time in Southeast Asia, but at the top of the year, we went on a 11 country tour. And then Corona hit, and it was so weird because we were aware that it was coming because of our proximity to China, but it felt like we were moving further away from it the more west that we went, until it kind of caught up to us, and we were in Buenos Aires. So we got here in the middle of March, and it was like, okay, not bad to be here and be in quarantine, but I actually, it was the end of our trip, so to speak, and I had no plan. I knew that I could go back to television. My network was vast, and I had solid relationships, but I didn't know if after seeing all the beautiful things I wanted to see, I wanted to have that freedom taken away from me. Yeah. So, yeah. And so I had previously been receiving MJ's lovely Sunday devotionals. And a woman of faith myself, like it always touched me when I would read them. It wasn't until Joanne Musa, who's the tax lien lady, I had already been investing in tax liens in New Jersey. It wasn't until the names connected in an email that I was like, wait a minute, why do I know this name? And like, how do they know each other? And I took it as a sign. And I reached out to MJ and let him know that, like, I mean, it's true. Like, I had always had an affinity for real estate. I was a former real estate agent, but I never like had the moment of clarity and non-distractions like I did with COVID to say like, no, this is what I'm going to do. And one thing about me, like if I say I'm going to do it, oh, I'm going to go all in, like jump, you know what I mean? Jump all the way in. I wanted Mark to feel that energy in the first email I wrote him, like, I'm doing this, tell me what it is. And he told me about a summit that Investor Comps was having. The price felt phenomenal compared to like so many other classes and courses that at that time, financially, like spending $5,000, $7,000 on like one meeting just wasn't the thing to do. I love thrifting and saving money. So when I saw that price, yes, I said, why not? And those 3 days at that Investor Comps Summit literally changed my life. And it just matched up with what the life I knew that I was bound to live. Like, I knew I wasn't supposed to live an ordinary life. Everything I put my mind and heart to is to be extraordinary. Yeah. Like, I realized that's the life that I want to lead. And MJ, just his disposition and who he is just matched up. Like, this is the mentor I need. Like, you want to get me in my wildness and all the things that come with me. And it was just a good match. The summit was super productive, and I hit the ground running, and here we are.
Yeah. And the thing about it, too, I think the thing about the summit, even as a springboard, just kind of describe, you know, when we're talking about doing training and teaching these concepts, these valuation-first approach, one of the things we actually do is spend time looking at live deals when we're engaged. So we're like, Cherie, what state, what county do you want to go look at? What do you have interest in? And we go right there, start looking at deals on different resources, the bank sites. We have 21 motivated sellers we use. We have REO Goldmeyer that we use. And then with a cell phone and a laptop. I mean, if you got both of those, you can do this business, right?
The world is yours. A cell phone and a laptop is literally all you need, you know? You need a little education, but you get the education on the laptop and cell phone. But exactly. Yes, those really exactly. are the tools that you need. And I then would sprinkle in some passion and desire to want to do it, because that's going to sure. be what keeps you going. But literally, that's what it was. That summit, he also, Investor Comps also provided a free, like, I guess, insider look into one of the REO training classes in addition to the summit. So I was already like went through the training there, and I was super ready for the summit, probably like way more ready than I should have been. And so by the time the summit was over, it was only a week after that when I had secured my first deal. Yep. And then 3 weeks after that or 2 weeks after that when I closed it. So yeah, it works. You really do just need a computer and a cell phone and make it work. Yeah.
Good to go. So let's kind of talk about the dynamic. So we spent some time right there on that investor summit. And like I say, you took our REO deal training course, which came with signing up for the investor summit. And that was $197. It wasn't a lot.
It was $97.
$97. Yes. There you go. $97. You got REO deal training. You're already rock and roll. You're preparing. We got there. We're at the event. You were asking questions like a number of other folks did, and really got into the meat of what you had in your hands with those investor comps reports. You were actually discovering the appraiser secrets of having it, being able to identify so much data in there. Just talk about in utilizing, I think one of your sweet spots was auction properties. And there's a part of the investor comps reports that will clearly indicate what the bank bought the property back for, which gives you a significant advantage in your bidding. Kind of talk about that a little bit as you started discovering and working with and utilizing those investor comps reports for your success.
So like I said, I am a thrifty girl. Like, I'll shop at a thrift shop. It only made sense to go to the auction first. Like MJ mentioned, he gives us 21 motivated leads and like places we can look, but the auction sites were my first go-to. Like, I know there's going to be discounts. So one of the auction sites, I was extremely successful, but it wasn't just like getting the property for cheap that mattered. It was truly what MJ was saying, using the investor comp software and that platform to be able to like thoroughly search and understand what was going on with the property before it even got to auction. So mm-hmm. Investor Comps allowed you to see, especially when you're a wholesaler, not only about the property, but also buyers and LLCs and businesses that could also potentially, once you do acquire the property, be able to then resell it too. They let you know what the banks paid for, because if you're familiar, a lot of the auction sites are like bank-owned properties. So MJ Software and Investor Comps allows you to make sure you're not paying too much. Sometimes you'll see a deal and you'll get that excitement and adrenaline going when it's an auction. But when you have Investor Comps, like, here's one window, your auction site, and then Investor Comps on the other, you're able to be like, nope, I'm going to stop and park myself right here, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
So Investor Comps was extremely, extremely helpful. And then the information that it does provide can also then be used as a wholesaler once you are wholesaling it to the end buyer. So right. It's just like from start to finish, like the software, the information, the research, it's so comprehensive and it's so productive in completing a wholesale transaction.
Exactly. You couldn't say any better. Just how you're able to go from soup to nuts. And here's the thing, taking that valuation first approach, you know, for yourself and others that are Investor Comps clients, you know, you get to that number that says, okay, this is where I'm bidding. I'm not going any higher than that. And so you discover how the auction process will then all the bidding stops, and maybe you didn't win the bid, but the bidding just stops. And then without going any higher, a day later, maybe a couple of days later, the phone rings. And who is it? But the auction house saying, are you still interested in taking this property, so the fourth, you already know what the bank bought it back for. They have their tipping point. And so that bid, you know, is going to be the winning one. You don't have to make any other adjustments. They're going to want you to go up. But having that valuation data tells you, it secures you in your position, and you still wind up getting the deal where everyone else is bidding blindly, whatever the case may be. You're fully informed. What kind of sense of control and power does that give you when you're doing your bidding, Sheree?
Well, in full transparency, when you're first doing it, it does feel like you may be missing out because you're not going higher. But I think the process using investor comps and that evaluation data allows, it just reiterated and confirmed what I know in life lesson, like what's for you is for you. So once you have that number and right there, and that's where you're supposed to be based on the data you're able to research and look at, then that's where you need to stay. And MJ is totally correct. I don't know how many times like they call back and said, hey, because a lot of times auction sites will bid it up themselves, the auctioneer on behalf of the seller. So you can't get caught up. And that's the beauty of, like, you know, having a coach like MJ, having the Go Higher Mastermind, having investor comps, all these little nuances to bidding, you realize it's not quite like, you know, a Poshmark clothing auction or eBay. Like, there's stuff that like goes into this that you're made aware of. So yeah, what's for you is going to be for you. There's so many properties, there's so many deals, and being able to analyze it properly and knowing like when it is for you, like it really feels exciting.
It's a great place to be in strategically and professionally when you're talking about doing these deals. So, Sheree, this has been a treat, and obviously, I'm going to want to bring you back on to do another broader interview, so we can actually break down your deals, talk about you know, what you got a contract for, how you found your buyer, utilizing some of the strategies as well as the data on investor comp, stuff like that. But here's the one thing I would ask: if someone, for the folks that are watching this live, or that will have a chance to watch it on replay, or a part of a watch party, something like that. And let's just say they're thinking, okay, this sounds too good to be true, or how the heck do I get in? Kind of speak to both of those one at a time. For someone that may be thinking they're on the fence, or, you know, should I go ahead and reach out and try to engage with investor comps? Or for someone that is just ready to pull the trigger, what would you say to either one of those two people? Based on your experience?
Based on my experience, I would say, like, I understand completely and totally the hesitation in getting into any kind of like real estate program or buying into any kind of real estate mentorship, training, even software. I get the hesitation. However, I feel like it all comes down to like your passion and how much you want to invest in yourself. And when you want to invest in yourself, you'll do the research, the proper research to invest in yourself. So as a testimonial, I can say that here's a place where if you're not getting just the little and being and having to pay so much, here you're getting so much that you're actually overwhelmed by the information that you're getting. Like it you're being offered this like one-on-one feel, like in all like touch points of using the program. There's no need to be on the fence. Like the investment required to what you then will make, you'll kind of like smack yourself for taking so long to jump in, you know? So I would just say push forward. If this is something that's been burning in your heart, and I have friends who now I'm an inspiration for, and the one thing that I speak to them when they call me like, hey, what is it that you're doing? What is the first? I'm like, do you really want to do it? Because if you don't really want to do it, like, I don't even really want to talk. Like, do you really want to do this? And if you really want to do this, like, get it done. Like, done. Do. That's the main thing. Do. Stop thinking so much. Sometimes we get that whole analysis paralysis and we get frozen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just time to do. And investor comps is the place and the person with MJ to do it with.
There you go. Good stuff. I mean, even just to wrap this up, I mean, you made a modest investment yourself, but you've recovered that 3-4 fold at this point.
Yeah, I'm balling.
And we're talking, literally, we're talking from April to this presentation, just mid-July. Right. And it's very, very duplicatable. That's one thing. All of our training that we put out to you, Sam, I mean, one, you know, you go through, there's a recap of the training you did before, just to make sure you've got the homework done, you're ready to go before you go to the next module. But that's a whole nother dynamic. Sheree, I can't thank you enough for the time and care and energy you've put to this time that we've done for this Appraiser Secrets episode. Everybody, certainly give us a like, leave some comments, reach out. I do want to share with you just a gift for watching this episode. We have our Virtual Investing Secrets ebook. Now, it's an older model, but all the core principles are exactly what we would do right now to do investing and do it virtually, understanding and taking evaluation first approach to doing it. You can grab that at www.investorcomps.com/VREO. Victor Robert Edward Oscar, Virtual Investing, VREO. www.investorcomps.com/VREO. Grab that. It is my gift to you. And certainly, Sheree, I can't thank you enough for the blessing for taking time to be with
thank
me today.
You.
Without
thank
a doubt,
we got
a lot more to do. Please go have a steak and some wine in Argentina for me. You know, it's one of my favorite places.
Did someone say wine?
Oh, so I tell you, I love my Baalbek and I love my Argentine beef. I can't wait to get back in Argentina. I spent a couple of weeks down there before my wife celebrating a wonderful wedding anniversary. So please take another sip for me. There we go. Everybody, thank you for being with us. Blessings and joy. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Investor Comps Presents Appraiser Secrets. God bless and take good care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to another episode of the Appraiser Secrets Podcast with Mark Jackson. The place to be to create your freedom lifestyle with more time off, security, and peace of mind. Find out more at appraisersecrets.com.